Yeah, and that has to be there.
What were you saying?
She was asking about my tooth. And
yeah, I was asking about her jaw.
Yeah, it's better. That thing somehow was lost, and so it was dry, and the bone was exposed inside. And so, yeah, he put a treatment in, which made the pain go away. It took about an hour, but it went away. And so now it should start healing.
Fantastic.
Much better.
So, yes, good. Much better.
All right. So who else came in?
Cheryl.
There she is.
And Cheryl, Jamie. Jamie. Just as I got on, my mom called, and it kicked me off the call, so.
Oh.
So I had to call again.
So she was there, Jet.
Yep.
I was there.
Yep. Yep. See?
I was there, Ollie, and then I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom.
Somebody else is here.
All right. Who else is here?
Hi, Corinne.
Hi, Corinne. Cool. Yeah. Okay. So, Corinne, actually, I was just going to say, Corinne's reading the you're reading the intent because you're the person today, so you get to start by reading the intent.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. Insider's intent. Shift Insiders is a business shifting mastermind focused on the principle of abundance. To that end, we are willing to be visible, accessible, and to give and receive abundantly. Our intent is to move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with the awareness that we are meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love loving itself, light shining, mind expanding.
Yay! Thank you, Corinne. Okay, so you don't have to talk right away because it's all you today. So we will start with someone else to say what they did this month. And wait, Corinne, why don't you pick? Who is it?
Ah, okay. How about Diane?
How about Diane? How about her?
How about? Okay, looking at my list of intents from this month. Continue cleaning out and organizing. I did a lot of that because we had the house painted, so everything came off the shelves.
Yeah.
Got dusted, a lot of stuff thrown away, and a lot of stuff, you know, went back on, but it's much neater, and there's just a lot of papers still to deal with, so that's my next project. But a lot of energy shifted around that. I guess what I just finished 10 minutes ago. In order to write a review. And guess what? I put a review up literally at 12:57. I'm like, if there's one thing I'm going to do before I call
it's going to be to get that review up.
Okay. The rest of it, anything else to do with my business, didn't do. But Becca, I got you the review up. Okay.
Yay. No, you have double stars for that. You get
okay, good.
And chocolate and everything for that. Thank you.
Good. I have not had a chance to work on the Botox article. I have not written the blog or gotten a newsletter out. I sort of enjoyed my time while my family was the house was being painted. I was running in and out. I had had a really crappy few days before everybody left. It was just really, honestly, a little bit of a nightmare. And then I didn't feel good for most of it. So it was like... It was really pleasant having nobody to have to, like, cut vegetables for and do laundry for and go shopping for. Like, that was just bliss. That was blissful. But it was, like, it wasn't what, you know, everything I was kind of hoping it would be. But, and catching up with the magazines, no, that was all supposed to happen. Like, everything just kind of kept blowing up in my face. I did enjoy my six-day lab at USM. It was quite fantastic. And I loved my trip to Chicago. So I'm like batting, what, like 75%?
Oh,
that?
No, I think this is 1,000 because you wrote a review.
Yeah, I
did,
yeah.
And you enjoyed your trips. This is good, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't get some of the other stuff done, but my new intent will be to get that done before I go on my next trip, which is next Wednesday. So
that is so cool. So it's hard to get.
But I have something else to share. Go ahead.
Yeah, what?
Okay, so I actually emailed Corinne the other day because my trip next week is to Nantucket for my brother's wedding. And I don't remember if I shared this. I think I shared this last month. I can't remember. I think I share everything twice here. I apologize, everybody. I was in touch with a woman, a colleague of mine, who, when she goes on vacations, checks out what's going on in that area with rescue. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Like, you may as well, you know, get a double whammy, check out and know what's going on with rescue and also take a vacation. And why don't I already do that? So I decided, instead of beating myself up, not guilty, right, Corinne?
Not guilty.
I would start now. And I was going to Nantucket, and I contacted the local shelter there, and I, you know, told them that I'm a humane educator with books. Did they have any summer programs going on? I'd be happy to come do a program, whatever worked for them, if they were interested. They called me right back and said, we'd love for you to come. We will work something out. And they offered to pay me.
And yay!
And that was after, I think I told you last month that I heard back from our local library that they wanted me to come and do two different presentations. And the first one that got back to me, she said, oh, and what's your honorarium rate? And I was like, oh, shit, I haven't been paid before. Like, I don't know, you know. And nobody's offered me money in the past either. Like, I've always had to ask for, you know, book money and stuff. I've never asked to get paid for the speaking part of it. And I spoke to a couple different people, and I was very honest. I said, I don't know what kind of a budget the public library has. I said, you know, the number that's floating around in my head is $250. And they came back. They said, sure. I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
You know? Yeah. So I was like, that's cool. Should I have asked for more? I don't know. But yeah, and then I threw that number out to the people in Nantucket, and I said, I know you guys are shelter. I don't want to take money out of the dog's mouth, but, you know, I'd appreciate something. And they gave me some money, and then I went back to the other library program. I said, you know, I was offered an honorarium from the other part of the public library. I don't know how it works, what your budget is. And they said, oh, yeah, we can get you a little something. Here's a little something, too. I'm like, okay, cool. So that's my new thing. I'm going to get paid from now on when I go speak.
What do you think about that? That's pretty fantastic.
I kind of dig it. I'm kind of excited about that. Because I'm, you know, I'm also really excited to create, like, a real bang-up presentation, like, for the new book and stuff. Not that I wouldn't have anyway, but now there's a little bit more like, oh, I'm getting paid for this. Let's make sure it's really spiffy, you know?
Way to go. So and so you talked to Corinne about maybe Corinne will come in.
Yeah, and other East Coast people, in case anybody happens to be planning to be, like, in the Boston area next Friday and feels like going to Hyannis and taking the ferry from Hyannis over to Nantucket. I know it's like an all-day affair, but I will be there at 3 o'clock. Nothing's set in stone. They haven't finished, you know, everything, but it looks like a week from Friday the 18th at 3 o'clock, I will be reading the kids' book or books. I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, and doing a little presentation through the shelter. So that's that.
Fun. Yay. Thank you. I'm so glad you remembered to say that.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Diane, pick the next person.
Jamie.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's so cool, Diane. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Never got paid before.
I wish I was going to be back there. I would love to go hear you do that. They're going to love you. It should be awesome.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks.
Okay. Dave, my thing, I've got my proof back from the center for my book, and I love it. So now I need to ask you guys, what the next step is, how many do I order, blah, 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 so we can get into that later. But I'm very happy with how it looks. So, yay. I did not touch my office. So I still can't think straight. Everything has fluttered, and my brain feels exactly the same way. So that's my on my list for the next month. Absolutely necessary.
Hey, wait a minute, James. Hey, Jamie, hold on a second. Who is in a really noisy place?
Oh, it's me.
Becca,
oh, I just came on. Michael came on, and I was backing up, but I stopped. It's a noisy
place. Oh, it's all right. It's not you then. It's Jamie. So she's already.
No, it's Jamie.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. It's quiet now. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you go?
I was getting yogurt.
Oh. Okay.
It's really hot. It's really hot here, and I needed some yummy yogurt. Okay.
Okay.
So my office is a mess still. So is my brain, but lots of good things in it. There's just too many things in it.
But you're enjoying summer.
I am enjoying summer. I'm just going a little bit crazy. So that'll be something I'll focus on the next few weeks before school starts to clear that out a little bit and be more clear-minded, as well as the office being clear, so that I can get things going in the right direction for a new school year. I worked a lot more on my orchestra piece, and that's coming along great. And worked with the band a whole lot, and there's been changes again in it, and I'm not even going to go into it, but we're working it out and just sticking with it. And I've been able to say exactly what it is I want, and then without offending anybody, and saying, this is going to work. I'm going to make this work, you know, this way, I think, and everyone will love it. And if not, we'll do it something different. I want everyone to be happy. But it keeps changing, so that's okay, because before I wasn't willing to allow it to change. Now I am, so it's fine. So I'm excited to see where this next step takes us. Could be exactly what we've been waiting for all along. You know how that goes. You never know. So that's where I am with that.
So is Mo is still there, since we've got
Mo
is, on our
page? Mo is still there, and Mo is not the Mo that we remembered, but Mo is still there. So there you go. That's a little bit of a hint.
So wait. So Mo is less now?
Mo is less. That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay.
All right. And as far as the book, we can talk about that next week if you want.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, who's next?
Okay. Jet.
So far, you guys are going right down my list. It's just so...
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, because I'm following along with what everybody said. There were agreements for June, and it started with Diane, and then Corinne called for Diane. Diane called for Jamie, and Jamie called for Jet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to keep
Keep
that going, or whether
yeah,
I should, you know, now that I know what it is, should I deviate from the norm? A couple of observations. Diane, I love how, one, you seem to have softened around the edges. Basically, relaxation, you know, you're relaxing into things. And two, I think you commented a while ago, a month or maybe 2 months ago, about how by, you know, taking your finger off the trigger of, I got to make this happen, all of a sudden things are happening without you, you know, into this open space that you've made. I think it's wonderful. Not that I didn't love you before, because I have always loved you, but it just seems like you're relaxing into your own authority on this. And it's just, it's wonderful to observe. So I wanted to say something.
Thank
about
you.
That.
But, you know, I just want to say it's because I read that chapter, God First.
Well, I don't know if you read the chapter, God First, 2 months ago, or you read it last week. But,
I've read it more than once.
Because I would try something like that too, you know, Diane. I'd say, oh, it's all because of this or that or the other thing. But But honestly, it's just like the synchronicity of going down the list, as we seem to have done without paying any attention whatsoever.
Honestly, I've just been listening. I mean, I heard the universe say, slow down, so I slowed down. I heard the universe say, prioritize other things. And I've just been listening, and this is just what's happening. So.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. And don't forget
that you
keep your receipts, because your trip to Nantucket is deductible.
I already said that the other day. I know. Exactly.
That's why I always do that. Do a little class or speak somewhere when you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My niece's trip to France is deductible. She went to a destination wedding in France. She was there for 2 weeks. 1 week of that is fully deductible.
Cool.
Isn't that cool? I know. It's just wonderful.
Thanks, Jen.
I said, you are so welcome. I said that I was going to accept God's law of adjustment, not just believe it. And I said I was going to go deeper. And I said I was going to do missionless surrender in the morning along with my new, Xing Yi stance. I think that's what it's called, but it's a new thing that I learned in my two times ago, the lesson before my last Tai Chi lesson with Del. I don't ever remember hearing the five things to pay attention to in missionless surrender when Del taught it to us. But the other night he mentioned that because he was doing his own missionless surrender, and he was talking about going through the stages of release all thought, release all emotion, release all time, release all destination, release all expectation. And my ears, like, literally became elephant ears listening to that, because what it did for me was give me, and I know this sounds ridiculous when you're talking about missionless surrender, but what it did was give me a focus. It gave me a pattern to follow, to help me get where I want to be, which is nowhere. And so it actually gave me things, it gave me a name of things to let go of to begin that practice, because I am so linear in nature. So one of my good friends said, yeah, it would be easier. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but she said, it would be easier if you weren't so left-brained. And that's true. But that has been my focus. I have been working. I've been quite productive, but it hasn't been anything that I've been hunkering down and doing like I do in tax season. I've just been saying, oh yeah, like here, I got to do this. So I sit down and I do it. And rather than give myself a really hard time about it, I'm just getting it done. And so things are getting cleared up. So I'm having fun focusing on Tai Chi and doing some craft projects. And every once in a while when I'm driven to it, I do some work.
Awesome. Less is more.
Absolutely. Mo is less.
That's right.
So now Kathy. Now Kathy.
Yeah, it's Kathy. She's unmuting herself somewhere. Hello? We can't hear you yet, Kathy.
Well, I was talking anyway.
I know. I could feel the vibrations. I just couldn't hear your voice.
Right. I had forgotten I was muted. Okay, I met with my new directee. I actually met with two new ones, but neither one signed up. They were just one-offs, came and got a lot of good stuff and wandered off. And so I know that happens. I just hadn't had that happen to me yet, where people just come because they have a thing to talk about. And so, much as, you know, this is God's work, there was a part of me that went, dang, I like the money. But the other part just said they got what they needed. This is about God, especially this kind of business, you know, it's about God. And so just give them what they need and let them go. And that's fine. But anyway, I did meet with, you know, I don't know if I said, I know a couple of people, if you know, that my friends, Bill and Debbie and Katya, had gifted me with this beautiful chair for my birthday because I had liked it so much. And they went to see it after we had dinner, and then they just hatched this plan to split the cost and buy it for me. And it was beautiful in my downstairs office. And I had always thought, you know, it'd be nice to have a downstairs office to meet with my directees in case somebody can't do the stairs. And so the second person who came literally could not have. And so that was a provision before it was ever needed. But
yes,
it was needed, and that need was coming. And he couldn't have done the stairs. He walked with a cane. And so I'm now using this downstairs office with my directees, and it's just been wonderful. So that's fun. That was, like, just really creative and fun for me. So I enjoyed it. The Baron Project got put aside because not forever, just for a week, because I've been doing everything sort of linearly and in, you know, a week at a time work on something. Got my students finished, ASD finished, liturgy team underway, and then it was going to be the Baron Project. But I really decided I wanted to explore macrobiotics because I think that would be a really, really healthy food plan, and it doesn't feel like just a one-off idea. It feels like, okay, you know, that this is good. And so I spent the barren week studying up on that, and I know it's a long process and whatever. So this then was the barren week, but I picked up a vigil of a woman who was on the bereavement ministry. And so the bits of time in between my other things are going to be working on that. I'm almost done with it. But anyway, Baron will get done when Baron gets done. And, you know, he's been over in Europe anyway. So, you know, but I do need to just write this letter, rewrite a letter that's going out to the parishes. And I've done a lot of background work, but I do have to just sit down and do it, and sometimes that just paralyzes me. Not with a vigil, I just happily sit down and write that, but anything else, it's like, what? Words on paper? No. Anyway, but that's fine. It's happening. And I did finish my students so that I could have July off, and I basically have had July off from all my students, other things, but and I have two that I meet with anyway, but they're kind of different than regular students. And I'm still clearing out stuff in my house that has just been so fun for me. And what I realized partway in, what started with vases, and I've talked a lot about how it's expanded, really ended up becoming much better storage in my kitchen cupboards, not just for all the stuff like dishes and whatever, but for food storage. And macrobiotics requires different things to have on hand. And one morning last week, I just kind of, my eyes clicked open and went, oh, this is why this project started. It's for this. And I think that's true. I think it was true for a lot of things, release what is unneeded and all of that. But I think it was preparation so that as I begin to work bit by bit into this system of food, that I have prepared my kitchen to receive what I need. And so that's really cool.
Yeah, more before they call, I will answer going on there.
Before they call, I will answer. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. You've got Michael or Cheryl.
Okay, let's go with Michael.
All right, Michael.
Okay, I unmuted. And basically, I'm doing more art kind of little things. No big deal, but more artwork, more thinking about artwork than I have had the intent to do in the past. And to some extent it was triggered by the project that I was gifting our group with our group that goes to the island. We did a painting project that was centered around the theme of an image of a gull. And everybody, you know, loved birds, into birds. And islands out here in Maine are densely forested. So there's a lot of wildlife and birds. And so, excuse me, just for a minute, I have to tell the guy to put gas in. Yeah, give me 10.
$10?
Yep. Sorry about that. Anyway, so the focus, though, was on seeing how this group took my instructions and ran with it and expanded it. And that was what was so exciting about it, because I had outlined a pretty systematic way of doing things, as if nobody, you know, had ever done anything with a paintbrush. Like I told them, look, you dip it in a color, but then you have to put it in the water and rinse that color off. Using a Kleenex is the easiest way, best to clean it, and then dip it in the next color, because you don't want to muddy the colors. Things were very elementary, as well as being, well, I did a little exercise with them in basic shapes and seeing negative space. So, and drawing based on negative space. So that was a pretty good introduction for them, and it was good for me. I wrote down exactly how I had constructed the project, and the project started off, because it was a bird, it was a gull, I had outlined a flying gull and made a model of that, and the whole idea grew from that. I loved seeing the way things expanded when, as I said, when the group was actually using the tools and doing all of the things that they needed to do.
That's perfect, so, Michael.
Yeah, and that is, you know, I can't say much more about it except that that's not the only thing I'm doing. I'm doing some other things as well, which I could go on with, but I'm sure that other people need to talk.
Yeah, we need
anyway,
to move on so we can get to Corinne.
On.
So,
okay,
yeah.
So I think it's Cheryl, right?
Yeah, it is Cheryl's next. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Well, painting the porch and the fence, I got those done. I think I sent an email out when I said it finally done.
Thank God.
Oh, yes, exactly. It was so hot, and I just was determined to do it. And it was like, every time I looked at it, I thought, oh, there's so much more to do. And I thought, no, let's just look at it. So I broke it down into sections, made it a whole lot easier. The other one was stain the fence. Didn't get that done yet, because I needed to have horses for that. Start a journal. I've got a really pretty journal to start that with, but I haven't sat down and wrote. Stretch, yes, I was stretching. I've been stretching every day. My other thing was to be a little more kind. Last week? It was like, I don't know, my husband always goes on these journeys looking at cars. Well, he had found a car for Ryan in PA, and I was like, and he goes, well, we'll all go, because you'll need to drive home when he gets it. I thought, oh, is this going to be another 1.5 hours back, 1.5 hours, you know, back home for nothing? Well, I'm glad I went. And I just thought, well, this is it. Because Ryan was able to find, he loved the car, and it made a difference in his life, and he's very happy. So it was a good afternoon spent. And I was, even though I didn't want to go at first, I was glad I did. Plus George goes, "You'll do anything for Ryan," and I go, "Oh yeah, he's right." So anyway, that turned out good. Reading for pleasure. I've been doing a little bit of that. Maybe not necessarily 30 minutes a day, but I did get some of that in this afternoon because the student that I tutor didn't show up. So I used that time to read. Set a date to meet my girlfriend Margie. She's out of town right now, so I'm going to call. That'll be for next month. Spend more time in nature. Well, some of our dearest friends have taken a two-week vacation. George and I decided we'd be on vacation. So, and because my dog's vet bills have been very high and we had some stuff done on irrigation outside, we didn't have the money to go away on a vacation. So we pretended we were on vacation. And Saturday we went to Mosquito Lake and walked around there and, you know, watched the seagulls diving into the water and getting food. And we did that. And then Sunday we just kind of took a little journey. We were trying to see where our water line, because we're getting city water here in Southington. And so we wanted to see what they had started. Well, we couldn't find it, but we found what they were doing with the electric. And so then we kind of just wound around, and we wound up at West Branch, and we sat there for a while on the beach. And so tomorrow is another vacation day. So, So it's been fun. And I've been able to be outside in nature a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, I was going to take the call out on our patio today, but our neighbors are out on the other side of the fence and they were being loud. And I thought, oh, can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm in the house. And so that's my week. Or
Thank
month,
you,
I should Sharon. Say.
Month, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put my, I'm going to put
Go
my
ahead.
Phone on speaker so that I can write, because for some reason my earpiece wasn't working today. So hopefully my dog does not snore, but if she snores.
We'll know it's your dog and not you. This is what you're trying to do.
Put speaker and mute at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah,
mute okay.
and then put the speaker on. Yeah, thanks, Diane. That's exactly what to do.
Okay.
And I'm laughing about Cheryl saying it's vacation because, honest to God, Dale has been working 9 hours a day outside working on projects. He's working himself to craziness, and it's making me crazy because half, at least three of those hours has to involve me doing something outside with him. So what vacation? This is the vacation is get projects done in our house, except for he is going away for 3 days next week, and that will be wonderful. He's going to the retreat center, guys. He's going over to the gathering and doing a silent retreat on his own. So then it will be a vacation. But right now it is work.
That is so cool. I want to go do a silent retreat.
Yeah, he's just going over by himself, and he's got 3 nights over at the gathering place. So
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. So he's doing all this work. I'm not joking when I say 9 hours. In fact, I have to make him stop because I'm like, stop now, please. So, all right. So we are going on to Corinne. And Corinne, we are all yours. We got ears waiting to hear what's going on and how we can help you.
Okay, let's see. That's nice. It's my turn. let's see. So I just sent right before, I think Diane was saying that she got something done. Oh, she got the review done right before the call or something earlier on. I just sent the file of what I have so far for my stones. I've written more than that, but that's how much I have typed. So I sent what I have typed. You can read it obviously later, but I'll share the whole thing once I have it all done. It was like motivating me to try to have something.
Fantastic.
Already read it. It's beautiful.
What's that?
I said already read it. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You're so fast. Wow. Yeah. So that's just like something I did for fun. I wanted to work more on chipmunks. Some of these are like I'm lining things up more for September because
right now I'm in full summer time with Justin, and I didn't sign him up for too many camps. He's doing things here and there, but they're like, the amount of drop-off time is negligible. Like, I'm doing tennis. I drop him off at tennis at 9, and I have to turn around when I get home at 9:30, and I have to go get him at
turn
10:30.
Around and go back.
Yeah. It's like kind of ironic, but it's better than none. You know, it feels like relaxing in between, but it's not like I can do much. So I went on a vacation that was fun where I was laughing with Cheryl at her beautiful, like, we're staying home and pretending. It's like funny when you're an adult and you can do that, right? It's like your vacation doesn't have to be somewhere that you, I don't know, that other people think it has to be.
Yeah.
But so we went to the Cape Cod National Seashore, which has been in my mind for a long time, and I've always wanted to bike along there because I know you can, and we don't go biking a lot. Like, it's not, I don't have a bike, but that wasn't going to stop me. So we went and rented bikes, and I figured out which path and trail might work for having, because one of them is more hilly. So we did the lesser hilly trail that still goes to the beach and had like a little bridge to cross over, and what else? We went to see a lighthouse, and we did this all with Dustin on the back of Hugh's bike. And that was the first time we ever did that with, like, a family bike ride, because you have to sort of make time for it. It's, like, a unique kind of thing. So we did that, and I was inspired by that to kind of, like, reach more. Because I guess what I was proud of is that it was one of my back burner hopes and dreams, but I found a way to do it now, like, to do the version of the trail, not wait to be able to do the long version of the trail, which might be years, you know, but just kind of sort of say, right now we can do the 8-mile version. And we did that. And it was like kind of easier than I thought once it got in motion, you know? It's like, I guess I would like that to carry over into other things, but that feeling was good. Which was, I guess, leaning into the flow. Because I didn't plan the initial night at the hotel. That was my husband's planning. He's like, it'd be nice to go back to Chatham. And so, but then I had an idea for once we got there. I think I was leaning into the flow. And I was trying to find, Becca, can you find my qualities ordered for 2017? I don't know where that list is of the ones.
Yep.
Where
I will pull that up while you're talking. Yeah.
Okay. So as far as French, I still have one student who continued over the summer, and I want to put another call out for fall, and my hope is to have 3 students this fall, and maybe 2 of them would be in the same class, and then the other one could be like an older age student. I don't know. I mean, just like as a possibility, but I was thinking that a mix of 3 might be nice, and so I have to do a little bit of spreading the word about that to get – I do have one prospect who said that she might be interested in fall. She tried a sample back in the spring, and she didn't have time for it in the summer, or her kids were too busy or they were traveling. But now I can check in with her again, so that's a prospect. So that's good. And then I'm going to go back to some of the other families I know and just put an email together. And for some reason, that's hard for me. But I'm going to do it, and then, then I'll have, you know, this feeling that I have this little side project working, and I think I'm going to just try to do, besides exercise when Justin's spending more time at school, I'm going to try to keep going on the Chipmunks project until I have something written up with that, and I don't know if, I don't know, but the idea was kind of for a set of cards where I would write ideas for, you know, I think it was supposed to be creative ideas that you could do in short amounts of time, like a chipmunk scurries across the road, you know, in short little darts. And I still like that, but I might do it like ideas that you can do with your children, so it's sort of targeted at children, and a project you can do that engage yourself, well, maybe it's a mom or whoever, parents, that sort of are engaging yourself and your child, with, you know, sort of exciting and fun for both at the same time, which they are when you do them. Like if you get a real canvas for a kid who's 6 and it's really exciting for them to have canvas instead of just a piece of paper, you feel their excitement and you're kind of like into art with them. Like, you know, so anyway, so that's one of the things I'm going to work on when I have a little more time in the near future. So what could I use help with? I guess help with, the other ongoing thing is, I guess, I still think I procrastinate on my own projects, and I don't know, maybe I could get some input on that. Because it's like a bad habit that's lingered that I still have.
Oh, I think that I'm laughing because I think that's what everybody does, is procrastinate on your own project. So how does everybody keep going? But let me give you your quality words. So it's energized, trusting, accepting, willing, knowing, brave, guided, able to let go, part of something big, open, and then you have otter as your animal that you picked for the year.
Oh, yeah, otter.
Yeah. So, okay, so let me be clear, and then let's throw it open to the crowd. But so it's, you're doing the French thing, and then you're writing chipmunk, putting together a little chipmunk project for, and where's that going? Where are you going to put it out into the world, or what's happening with them? I love the idea of chipmunks, by the way.
Yeah. It's not going to be illustrated yet, but so I guess it's going to be sort of, like you could imagine, a very short booklet or something, like, maybe 15 pages so far. I don't know. I don't know what format. I don't seem to resonate with sending it out onto Instagram lately.
So what do you want to have happen with it, though?
I guess, well, see, part of me is like, I don't need to know that yet. I just need to write it, right? Or do I need to know?
You kind of need to know where you can change your mind anytime you want to, but have a direction to start. Like, is it going to be a book? Is it going to be, are you wanting money from it? Do you want to do a class? Do you want to, it doesn't matter what you choose at the moment. Just do you have anything other than doing it in mind? You want to share it, obviously, because that's what you're saying. You just don't know where. Is that it?
Yeah, I guess I'm not expecting it to make money yet, in itself, but how will I tell I share it? it's hard to think how to share it because I don't have like a much platform yet. So I guess I could share it with mothers I know. I don't know.
Will they buy it? Are you giving it to them? Do they take it home and do something with it with their kids? What? Let's pretend like money. Forget about the money thing for a second. Said buy it, but forget about that for a second. What do you want them to do with it?
Okay.
And how old are the kids?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Corinne, how did you get your first French client?
I was sitting out with a mom whose daughter was doing the same class as Justin, and she was telling me about her background a little, and she's Chinese, and her husband's French-Canadian, and she's like, I'm wondering, I need more activities for my daughter, I'm wondering how to teach her French. And I was like, I think I can help you.
So couldn't you do something of the same thing, just be open to the opportunity of something of the same thing with your chipmunk game?
Yeah, let's see. You mean like sort of share it and see what reaction I would get from people I know?
Well, you seem to have really hit a niche with the French, with teaching French, and so it seems to me that you have this gift, and when you're open to the opportunity, somebody sets you up to really offer that gift. Isn't that what happened, sort of?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like
angel ideas and choosing consciously and God first. And
and can
just a
that chipmunk, can the chipmunk game go into teaching French? Can you do it with the French classes?
You mean like turn it into French?
Part of it, yeah. I might turn it into French, so it's not English, too.
Oh, like
but
help with teaching French or supporting the
yeah
teaching of the French?
Yeah, helping teaching French with your chipmunk game.
Because it would be like working together with something that I'm already starting.
Right.
Instead of reinventing chipmunks plus French. Okay. Yeah,
I always think it's cool to put two things together that you're working on if they go together. And then, like when I was in college and I had a write a thing and I wanted to make the company a nonprofit company at the same time, my dance company. So I did that as the paper I had to write. So the two things,
yeah,
I had to do those two things. So I'm thinking, what about that? Put French and chipmunk game together, market them together, so to speak. But have an English version.
You know what's funny is you can't, chipmunks don't exist in France. Like my friend.
Well, that makes it even cooler.
Okay.
It's like a mystery animal.
Okay.
Besides, you're in America.
I know. My audience is not French. Yeah.
Right.
My audience is American. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, it's like, yeah, why not bring them together? It's funny because it's like you put things in different, I always think men do this, but in different compartments in your own brain, you don't imagine them together. Okay. So it's a big idea for me.
Yeah.
Awesome. And also just kind of use, it's, okay, the idea of taking something that I'm already doing and, like, when I come up with the classes and the lessons, I can I can share some of that, like, almost like thought process in would it be towards, I guess then it would be towards parents of young children, of, like, my student that I've had all years from, you know, went from 3 to 4. So it's like preschool age children, moms of preschool age children who would want to get started with French and maybe don't know French themselves. But this is like
yeah
how you could start supporting them. You know how we always talk about putting yourself out of business in a way, like trying to, I don't know if people have heard that, but it's like a business concept that in some ways you're trying to, if everybody adopted these cards and these cards would help you figure out how to support your child's learning French from a young age, even if you don't know French, the teacher would eventually go out of business. Everybody read this, but they won't. And so that's kind of a cool thing because you're trying to spread what you're doing on a, I don't know, further away.
Yeah. And I can see that when you're teaching French, as your son gets older, you would just keep adding older children to this idea of you would be teaching French to them.
Yes, that's true, because I would know those cycles better, the ages and the
yeah
they're ready for. Yeah. Oh, like a school grows that way.
Yeah.
Like a brand new school, you know, they add one grade at a time. Oh. I could then I already have a client because I could show the first version to the mom that I've been working with this past year.
Right.
So she would be the first, and then the other student I had was older, was 12. And I don't know if that blends in. I think I might stick with the young ones first.
Yeah, so you could see which kids it works with. But I think you have, like what Jen was saying, is you have a market without having to do a whole lot of other learning stuff. You already know how to do platforms because if you you wouldn't use that word if you didn't know how. So, so and I seem to recall you were doing that for people before you, yeah. So you know how, you know what they are.
Oh, that's true. I built up the innovation centers.
Yes.
And,
so don't tell me you don't know how to build a platform.
Yeah.
And incidentally, Corinne, by actually introducing your new idea to your existing customer, it sidelines that desire to procrastinate because you don't have to jump start because it's already started. You're just adding something to the mix that's already started. So you kind of derail that whole desire to procrastinate, and I'm having a hard time getting started because it's already started, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's a good point, because if you have something that you're doing for someone specific, then it's hard to procrastinate, because if you want to do something good for them and you're ready to talk to them about it, then it, that drive force makes you go forward rather than, oh, no one's going to see it for a while and who cares, and you know, it's just kind of drags. But when you have somebody right there ready that you can do a beta test with, that's kind of exciting. Yeah, so you won't have to, you can, the procrastination kind of goes away when you promise yourself to serve someone else with it.
So, which apparently was what was recommended for my type.
Oh, there you go.
And I was the, what did you call it? External guest. It was easier for me to get the expense for people than for myself.
Yeah. I think that's true for everybody to some degree, but definitely some people more. It's, if you do it for someone else, it's so much easier to do anything, because doing it, I mean, I think everybody does it in their own way. Like Jamie might say, I'm playing for other people, so I'm going to have to keep going because otherwise why bother? And Jet has to get up and say, I've got people that are waiting for me, so I have to serve them, so I got to get up there and do it. So there's always, you know, everybody is doing it one way or another. So just, it's just harder to tell people you're going to give them something and then they're waiting to procrastinate. You go, oh, yeah, I promised.
And like you told us before your book was out, you had told us you were working on it, so then you were committed to finishing it.
Yeah, and I'm doing that now. I'm saying, yeah, I've told you that I'm going to finish this book in the next month. And so am I going to let you all down? I don't think so. It's easy to let myself down, but not you guys. So you have built-in people.
I have a comment on procrastination, too. And I think it's helpful to know why, to think of the project and to think into why am I not doing this one? You know, is it because I'm not interested? Is it because I haven't gathered my thoughts on it? Is it because I'm scared of it? And then if it's an I'm scared of it, it's like, okay, well, which part is scary? And then you just know, you know, if you have more information, because we choose not to do it for a reason that seems good to us. And I think there's a lot of blame about procrastination, but there's, you know, those of us who like very much to have a more spontaneous process than a linear process. And so it's good to know what's the particulars of this situation, you know, what's the particulars of it. So I don't know if that's helpful, but it's helpful to me. You know, what is it that's, you know, making this one be always on the back burner and other ones are more forthcoming?
Yeah, the why. It's always good to figure out what the why is. That's such a good point.
I have
the why
comment
am I doing
about...
it? Yeah, go for it.
No, no, go ahead, Becca.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, Michael.
It doesn't matter to me.
Michael, go for it, please.
Okay. Well, I had a little thought on procrastination. I'm, you know, maybe my voice is so soft that you can't hear it right away. At any rate, the thing that I've discovered about procrastination, because I can say I'm an expert at it, probably some of you are too, but I'm I discovered that when my intent and my plan was well defined in my head, was clear in my head, then I didn't procrastinate. I knew what to do. I could take action. But until that clarity came, I was kind of, you know, wandering in and out of this path, and then I'm doing this, and, you know, and it was sort of like a kind of period where the idea was still forming. So it seemed to me like, for me, the way it worked is, or it works, is that when my idea is clear and well-formed, then I know what step to take, what to do first, what to do next, what to, and I can actually record it and make a clear pattern of it. But unless I know exactly what I want to do, it's hard for me to get going. I just, and I don't know if it's called procrastination, but it's certainly not taking action. But then I don't exactly know what action to take until I'm clear about it. So that's kind of my little puzzle.
Yes, we all have the little ways that we do that. So, Corinne, mm-hmm. I hope that we were able to help you with the ideas, and we want to hear more. So as you go along, you have to keep us up to date, like this is what I'm doing, and ask more questions so that if you know that we're involved with it and that we want to know, that might also help, because now we want to know and we want to hear what you're doing so we can talk to you about it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Fantastic. All right, so next month it is Cheryl's turn, which we can't wait to hear what Cheryl has to say, and Jamie's going to do the notes. But then I'd like to take a month, or we could take a month, and we could take a month, or we could take two, that we could do the Enneagram test thing, that, and I found, and we can talk about it in relationship to your Myers-Briggs, because I thought that would be kind of cool, because there is this guy that put those two things together. So just a little bit more information about ourselves, that we could take a break and then get back into the ongoing stuff. So think about if you want to do that, and because we've got a month to think about it. But
I did that test. I was a two and a two-something wing thing. I have to check what I wrote down what I was.
Yeah, so everybody will have to tell me what their thing is, and then I'll put together the information with the other stuff.
Yeah,
and also there's
also, yeah.
And then there's also the second part of that test, the initiative part. There's two tests, believe it or not. When you look at the page. So if when you answer the email, if you tell me that, then I'll put it in the chart, and then I'll get the other stuff ready, and then when we're ready, I can send out the stuff for each one of the, you know, your Myers-Briggs and how it relates to your Enneagram, and it's kind of interesting. So something else to add to our bag of this is how things work best for me tricks. So anybody else have anything they want to add or response to that idea or whatever?
I have one more comment for Corinne.
Yeah.
And on the whole idea of tasks, sometimes they seem so huge. And sometimes it's really helpful for me, and Michael's idea reminded me of it, and that is to do the tiniest piece. Like,
yeah.
I need to rewrite a letter that's going out to the parishes. That's the next thing I need to do. So what I want to tell myself to do is open the existing letter. Just open the one I have. Open it on the document on my computer. Oh, I can do that. You know, and so once I take that first step, sometimes there is clarity on the next one to do, you know, because I do have the overall scope of the project. But that's helpful to me, Corinne, is to take the smallest step towards something. And it feels successful. It feels like you're getting on with it, you know, but it's not overwhelming because big picture people see the whole big picture. And sometimes that's just like too much. You got to see the little tiny pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very helpful to just. I've called it touch what you're working on every day at least for a second,
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
that way you can keep on moving forward with it. So fantastic. Okay, anybody else? All right, good start to shift week. Keep on shifting, even if I might not be talking to you next. Be sure you keep on that shifting path. All right. Okay, everybody. Thanks for being here today. And I'm
You're
good
welcome.
Going. Thank you.
Love
Talk
you
to you
all.
Later.
Night.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.